Today's Amud is Chagiga Yud Amud Aleph. We're holding on Testament Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, by the two dots, Rav Shimon ben Menasseh Omer. So we mentioned in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, Eza, Hu, Ma'uva, Yishal, Yuchal, Liskoin, Zahabal, Erva, Vahila, Mimena, Mamzer. That a Ma'uva, Sheinu, Yachal, Liskoin, something which is crooked that can't be fixed, someone that can't do tshuva, is referring to a person who's Bayil and Erva, and through that relationship they have a child who's a Mamzer, so it's very difficult for him to do tshuva, because his Avera is walking around in this world, there's a walking Mamzer, L'maisa, so it's something he can't really fix. Now the Gemara's Medayik, that Hailed in, Loi Hailed Loi. It's mashma, it's only muva ishinu yachol iskoin if he has a child from the relationship. But if not, so then he could do tshuva. The question is vatani, but we learned in the braiso, Rav Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, the same Rav Shimon ben Menasseh said that goinev adam, if a person steals, so that he could do tshuva. After shiachzig gnevoi, he could return the thing that he stole, v'yitakin, and do tshuva. Goizel adam, after shiachzig zeloi, a person does gezel, he could return what he stole, v'yitakin. But someone who's together with an ishes ish and asks her to her husband, so nitrad mina ilam v'alachloi, so he's lost in this world and he can't do tshuva. He can't do tshuva, nothing to do with having a mamzer. The avera is manifested in this world by the fact that she's asked to her husband, even without a child. So why does Rav Shimon ben Menasseh in the Mishnah say that it's only if he has a child who's a mamzer? You see from here, even if he doesn't have a child, there's still a manifestation of the avera from the fact that he asks her onto her husband. Now, once we mention the Braisa, we just continue the Braisa, that Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rav Shimon ben Yochai is chaylik, and he says that he gives a muscle first. He says, "Ein haimu bakru gamal bakru chazir." A person would never say to check a camel or to check a chazir if it has a mum, because it can't be brought as a carbon anyways. Ela bakru tle, you only say to check a tle, meaning so too he's giving a muscle that something's only called muvais if it was straight from the beginning. But a person who's bael neshes ish, just because he didn't do that avera, that doesn't mean he was straight. He wasn't straight. So rather, muvais in yochel liska is referring to something else. Ve'eza, what's it referring to? Talmud Chacham Shapirish Min HaTayro, it's referring to Talmud Chacham who goes off the Derech. And Rabbi Ben Lakish Amar, he said that Kol Talmud Chacham Shapirish Min HaTayro, about the Talmud Chacham that separates from the Torah, Alavakas of Aymer, about such a person, the Pasuk says that Kitsipur Naidedes Min Kana, that just like a bird runs away from its nest, Ken Ish Naided Mim Kaimai, so to this man, he's running away from his place. His place is with the Torah, that's where a person belongs, and he's running away. Vaimer, and the Pasuk also says, Mamatsu Avaisechem Biavel, what did your fathers find wrong with me? Ki rachaku mi'olai, that they distanced themselves from me. But al kapanim, the kasha is that in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Menasseh says that it's only muvei sheni yachol liskoin if he has a child who's a mamzer. But lemaisa in the braisa, we see that even without a child, just the fact that he asks her onto her husband, that itself is muvei sheni yachol liskoin. He can't do tshuva. His avera is manifested permanently in this world from the fact that he asks her, the ishasish, onto her husband. So says the Gemara like Kasho, Kam ba'achayse penuya, Kam ba'ishas ish. There's a difference between which the erva, he was bayil, if he was with his sister who's a penuya, who's not married, so then the child's a mamzer, he didn't ask her onto her husband, she's not even married. So that's when it's only if he has a child, that's when it's muvay she'ini yacholiskoin. It's only if there's a child. However, by Neshes Ish, Enechanami, so then even if without a child, just the Bia itself, which asks her onto her husband, that itself is Muvesh Enechay Liskay. Vibay Seima Hava Haba Eshes Ish, both the Mishnah and the Brice are describing an Eshes Ish, Vulei Kasha, Kamba Aines, Kamba Ratzlein, it depends if he was with her, but Aines, which means against her will, in which case he doesn't ask her onto her husband, so then it's only if they have a child, that's when it's Muvesh Enechay Liskay. The Brice is talking about when he was together with her, Baratzlein, she was willingly participating, and in which case he asks her onto her husband even without a child. Both the Mishnah and the Brice are discussing a case of Aines. The Brice is discussing an Ashes Kayin, that even Ba'ines she becomes Asr to her husband, so then it's Muvay She'ini Yachal Liskan even without a child. And the Mishnah, Kan Ba'ishas Yisrael, is describing an Ashes Yisrael who Ba'ines doesn't become Asr to her husband, and that's why Rav Shimon ben Menasseh said it's only if they have a child as a Mamzer, so that's when we have a manifestation of the Avera. Now the Gemara says the Agav that we mentioned before, Tam Chacham, that was Pirish Min HaTaira, so we talk about someone also who's Pirish from the Taira to go from one area of Taira to another area of Taira. The Pasuk says, V'layotze V'lava in Shalim, that there's no Shalim to a person who goes back and forth. So Amar Rav, what's this referring to? Now Kevin Shiyotze Adam Midvar Halach Lidvar Mikra in Shuv in Lay Shalim, that if a person goes from learning Gemara, from learning Halacha, or even learning Mishnayis, to going to learning just Tanakh, to learning Mikra, so then he doesn't have any Shalim. The Mishnayis explains the Psukim, and if he just goes back to learning Tanakh after learning Halacha, so then it's very difficult. Ushmul Amar Zapirish Mitamud La Mishnah, it's a person who goes from Talmud to Mishnah, from a person who goes from learning Gemara, which explains the Mishnayis, answers up the Mishnayis, asks all the Stiras, explains them, and then he goes and he just learns Mishnayis. Avad Mishnayis is a Chash of Alimud. But if a person was going from learning Gemara to Mishnayis, so it could be very difficult. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Afilu Mitamud La Talmud, Rashi learns that it means it's going from Talmud Bavli, sorry, from Talmud Yerushalmi to Talmud Bavli is very difficult, because Talmud Yerushalmi is much clearer, surprisingly. The words are harder, but Lamaisa, the Shaklavatario is much easier to going to Talmud Bavli, which is much more, the Shaklavatario is much more nitty gritty and much more difficult. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, that Heter Nedarim Parachim Ba'avir, that when it comes to the halachis of Heter Nedarim, being Matar Neder, so those halachis are flying in the air, which means that the Ein Lehem Amasha Yismoichu, they don't have much sources in the Torah for it. It's only Beremez in the Torah. You don't find a Pasuk Mefirsh in the Torah that says that there's a concept of being Matar and Neder. Hilchos Shabbos, Chagigos, Vami'ilos, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, the halachis of Karban Chagiga, which is why we're mentioning this now in Mesachas Chagiga, V'hami'ilos, and the halachis of Mi'ila, so harei heim kahararim atuliyim besara, they're like mountains that are hanging on hairs, which means, shehein mikra mua, there's very few psukim that these halachis are based on, v'halachis merubais, and yet there's a large amount of halachis. And we'll see in the Gemara the details about this. Hadinen v'havoides, atahara, v'hatumais, v'harayois, halachas of Chayshe Mishpat, Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Tahara, Tumo, and Arayos, so that Yesh Lehem Amash Yismaychu, those have lots of psukim in the Torah, they have very much what to rely on. The Hein Hein Gufi Torah, they make up the entire Torah, which again we'll get back to in the Gemara. So now says the Gemara about Heter Nedarim. So we said that Heter Nedarim only has like a remez in the Torah. There's no pasuk mafurish. So what's the remez in the Torah for Heter Nedarim? Where do we find in the Torah a remez to the concept of being matar and neder? So Tani, we learned in the Braisa, a whole bunch of different shitas amongst the Tanayim of where we find in the Torah a remez to Heter Nedarim. Rabbi Eliezer says that Yesh Lehem Amashi Yismaychu. Well, he's really even arguing. He's not saying it's just the remez. He's saying that we find that it's Kamam Mefurish. He says that we find the Torah where it says Heter Nedarim. He's arguing on the Mishnah. So the Braisa is going to bring four Tanayim that are going to argue in our Mishnah and show that there is Psukim in the Torah which show us Heter Nedarim. So Rabbi Eliezer says that Yesh Lehem Amashi Yismaychu. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Afli Ki Afli. It says by a nazir, which is a type of neder, it says kiafli kiafli. It's a double lashon. It says it twice. Kiafli means that he has to express, he has to be mefarish, that he wants to be a nazir, and it says it twice. So why does it say it twice? Shtei pa'amim. Why does it say it two times? Achas aflo leiser v'achas aflo leheter. One's describing him making him the neder. He has to express that he wants to make the neder, and then the second time is to teach us that he can be matter the neder by expressing and explaining what the story happened. What happened? Now he made this neder, and he doesn't really want it anymore. So that's the makar for Heter Nedarim. Rabbi Yeshua says a different makar. Rabbi Yeshua says that Yesh Lehem Amashi Yismaychu Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Asher Nishbati Va'api, that I made a shvua while I was angry. So that's mashma that I made it while I was angry. Va'api Nishmati V'Chazarti Bi, that I really don't want it to be chal anymore. So you see from there the concept that a person who made a neder when he was angry, he could go back and he could be matter the neder. Rabbi Yitzchak Aimer. Rabbi Yitzchak says a third makar that Yesh Lehem Amashi Yismaychu Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Kol Nediv Libay. It says by the Trumas HaMishkan that everyone who made a promise to give money to the Mishkan, they had to fulfill their promise. Kol Nediv, anyone who made a promise in his heart, he had to give the whatever it is that he promised. And Mnei Ubei, you see from here, it's only if he has it Belibay. It's only if he still feels it in his heart. But it's mashav from the pasuk that if he starts to regret it, if he has Charata, so then he could be Matar as Neder, even though he made a Neder to give money, to donate money to the Mishkan. It's only if he's in a Div Liba, if it's still in his heart, but if it's not in his heart anymore, so then he could go back. So that's a makar for Heter Nedarim. Chananya ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua, Imer. Chananya, the brother, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua, he says a fourth makar. He says, Yesh lema mashi yismoichu, shenemer, as the pasuk says, Nishbati v'akayema lishmor mishpadei tzedkecha. That I swear to fulfill your mitzvah, Hashem. So Rashi points out that the word v'akayema is mashma, that a person has a choice. I make a shvua, and v'akayema, and I fulfill it, lishmor mishpadei tzedkecha. But a person has a choice. He can make a shvua, and he cannot fulfill it. He could be matan neder. So these are four makayres, not like our Mishnah. We see four makayres that there is heter nedarim already in the Torah. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said that. Shmuel is an Amayra. So he's coming after these four Tanaim and says, Shmuel, who's an Amayra, he says, Yihavai Hasam. If I was in the Beis Medrash together with the Tanaim, so Amri Luhu, I would have said to them that Didi Adifi Mididchu, that I have a better Makar than all of your Makaris. You know, he was an Amayra. He felt that he had a better Makar for Heter Nedarim than these four. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'lo Yachil Devarai. It says that he is not able to make chul in his words. He's not allowed to go against his words. So it's mashal from the pasuk that who ain't a meichel? He's not able to go against his words. Aval acherim meichlin lai. But he could go to acherim, he could go to a bezdin, and they could be matter his nether. He could go to others, and they could be meichlin lai. They could undo his nether. It says Shmuel that that's the best makar. And the Gemara is going to explain that. Amar Rava. Rava explains this. He says that lekulu islu pircha levarmi deshmuel. That on all the other Tanoim, on the four Tanoim, so I could ask a pircha on their makar, except on Shmuel's makar. On Shmuel the Amayra, even though he's an Amayra, the less lay pircha, I have no question on his makar. His makar stands. If we're going to go like Rabbi Eliezer, who said that the makar is from Kiafli Shtepa Amin, one for Isser, one for Eter, he says that's not a raya. Dilma Kid Rabbi Yehuda. Shamar Mishim Rabbi Tarfon. Maybe the reason why the pasuk says Kiafli two times is to teach us the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Mishim Rabbi Tarfon. Now, La'ilam Ein Echa Mehen Nazir Shol Nid Naziris El LaHafla. The case is that two people were walking, let's say, in the park. They're passing by a man on the bench, and he has very long hair. And the two friends start discussing. So, do you think that man's a Nazir? And so, one of them says, "If that man's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir." The other one says, "If that man's not a Nazir, I'm a Nazir." So, they're basically placing bets on whether or not this man's a Nazir. One of them says that he thinks he's a Nazir, and he'll be where he thinks the guy's not. A Nazir, whatever it is, he says that he'll be a Nazir if that guy's a Nazir. The other one says he'll be a Nazir if the man's not a Nazir. So statistically speaking, you would say, okay, well, that means one of them, Al-Karchach, is a Nazir. Said Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon, and no, that Lo'ilam ain't Echameh a Nazir. Even if they then go ahead, they find out from him whether or not he's a Nazir, the halacha is that neither of them become a Nazir. The reason is because Shalaynit the Nazir is Elul HaHafla. Naziris cannot be made upon a person unless he speaks it out clearly. He has to be mefarish. It says kiaflu two times to teach us this halacha, that a person has to be very clear when he becomes a nazir. It can't be al atzad. It can't be, if the person's a nazir, I'll be a nazir. If the person's not a nazir, I'll be a nazir. There's no such thing as being makabel naziris like that. It has to be mefarish. He has to be mefarish. It has to be very clear. And that we learn that from kiaflu shteipa amim. So therefore, that's not a makar for hetter nedarim. And he made Rabbi Yeshua, and if you go with Rabbi Yeshua's makar, who said from Ba'api Nishbati, Asher Nishbati Ba'api, says the Gemara, no, the Mahachik Amar. Maybe the pasuk means to say is like this, that Ba'api Nishbati V'loya Darnabi. And I made a shvua when I was angry, and Afal Pekin, I didn't go back on it. So that's not a riot for Hetter Nedarim. I can mamish read the pasuk the exact opposite way. And he made Rabbi Yitzchak, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Yitzchak's makar from that which the Torah says, Kol Nediv Liboy, so you see it has to be only if it's stolen his heart, I'll tell you that no, Dilma Lafuke Mida Shmuel. Maybe the pasuk's coming to say not like Shmuel's then. Damar Shmuel said that Gamar Belibai, that if a person he made it up in his mind, so to make a neder, it doesn't help. Tarach Shayitzi Bisvasov, he has to actually verbalize his neder. The neder cannot be made in the person's mind. V'hakamash Malan, and the pasuk here is teaching us that no, not like Shmuel. The Afagav Deloyitzi Bisvasov, that even though he didn't utter the words, since it was in his lave, so that the neder is chal. So the point is, but there's no makar for heter nedarim from that pasuk. And Ibi Dechanani Ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua. And if we'll use Chananya ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua's Makar, that the Pasuk says, Nishbati vakayema lishvar mitzvah de tzidkecha, so you see that it's only if you want to, you could be Makayimen, and if you want to, you could not be Makayimen, you could be Matar Neder, says the Gemara, no. Dilma kid Rav Gidal Marav, maybe the Pasuk's not for Hetna Nedara, maybe the Pasuk's for Rav Gidal Marav, Dam Rav Gidal Marav, that mean Nayin Shanishba in Lekayim Esa Mitzvah, it's coming to this Pasuk's Makar, how do I know that a person that there's an Indian, for a person to make a shvua to be mezaris himself to get himself going to be mekayim a mitzvah, he finds himself that he's lazy, he's lax in a certain mitzvah, so he makes a shvua to be mekayim to really be mezaris himself. So where do we find the makar for such a concept? Shenemar, from that which the pasuk says, nishbati vakayemo lishmor mitzvah deitzitkecha, I make a shvua and I fulfill the mitzvah. That's what the pasuk means to say, that there's a concept of making a shvua to be mezaris a person to be mekayim mitzvahs. Al deshmua lesle pircha, but on Shmuel's Makar of Liyachal Duvaroi, so that is Mamish, that is no Pircha. And Amar Rava Vitamer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rava Vitamer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak commented on this idea. Now we have four Tanoim who all brought Psukim. And Lemaisa, their Psukim, you could ask a Pircha. And then Shmuel the Amayra comes, who's much smaller, so to speak, than the other Tanoim. He's only an Amayra. And he comes and he says in Makar that we'd have no Pircha. So about such a thing, he said at Hainu Dami Inchi, that this is what people say, that Tavachada Pipalta Harifta, mimale tzina dekare. That's better one hot chili pepper than a whole basket full of gourds, which we've explained before in B'Shem Rav Eliashiv. He says it over here in his Aris, that what it means is that the basket of gourds, Zavada, gourds are much bigger than the one chili pepper. But still, the one chili pepper, when you eat a chili pepper, that flavor lasts with you, it stays with you for a very long time. It's very spicy, and the flavor stays with you. The basket of gourds, you could eat these huge gourds, but l'maisa, the flavor doesn't stick with you. So too, Avada the Tanaim are much bigger than Shmuel. They were Tanaim. Shmuel's only Namaira. But Lamaisa, the Makaris they brought, they don't stick with you. On each Makar, you could ask a Pircha. However, on Shmuel's Makar, he was smaller. He's just a small little pepper. But he's very spicy and the flavor sticks with you. His Makar that he brought has no Pircha, and that Makar sticks with us. Al-Kabbanim, we had all these different Shitas of Tanoim, who said Nalikar Mishnah, who said that Heter and Nedarim do have what to rely on. The Mishnah said about Hilchos Shabbos that Hilchos Shabbos don't have, that Hilchos Shabbos Chagigas Hamilos, they're all Kaharim, Hatulim Besara, that they only have a few Psukim. Now I asked the Gemara, Hilchos Shabbos only has a few Psukim. Shabbos is mentioned many times in the Torah. Michtav Ksivan, it's written many times in the Torah. What do you mean that Shabbos has very few Psukim? Says the Gemara, Leitzricha, Dikd Rab Abba. The Mishnah is referring to the din of Rab Abba. Rab Abba's din has Mikra Muad. It doesn't have so much Psukim in the Torah, not much to rely on. What's Rav Abba's din? The Amar Rav Abba, HaChayfer Guma B'Shabbos. Let's say a person, he digs a hole in his house on Shabbos. So that's a Molacha of Baina. However, in this case, he was digging the hole not because he wanted to make a hole in the house to have as a storage place or whatever it is. He was doing it Vein Sarach El La'afara. He was doing it because he needed some dirt. He's building a sukkah. It was more than 20 amas tall. He needed to be mamayit the halal, right? So he wanted to take the dirt, put it into the sukkah to make the sukkah shorter. So he needed the dirt. That's why he was digging the hole in the house. So if a person's digging a hole in the house, but he's not doing it because he wants the hole, to do it for the hole of Adah, that would be bainet. Here he's doing a malacha. He's doing the exact same thing. He's digging the hole, but it's a malacha she'en etzricha legufa. He's not doing it for the malacha. He's doing it because he's not doing it for the hole. He's doing it because he needs the dirt. So said Rav Abba that pater alav, that he's pater for it. Now this that you're pater for such a halach, for such an action, for such a malacha, that's not at all the first in the Torah. So that's mikra muad. That's what we mean. That's kaharim at tluyim b'sara. Well, ask the Gemara. You're telling me that the halacha is, that the whole Mishnah is based off the halacha, that malacha shein etzricha legufa is pater? So command Kreb Shimon, damar malacha shein etzricha legufa pater? To pater alav? So you're telling me that the whole Mishnah is dafka like Kreb Shimon? It's, Rabbi Yudah argues, Rabbi Yudah holds malacha shein etzricha legufa is chayiv. So you're telling me that the whole Mishnah is only like Kreb Shimon and it's not going like Rabbi Yudah? Says the Gemara lav dafka, afilu tema le Rabbi Yudah. The Mishnah could even be going like Rabbi Yehuda, and even though Rabbi Yehuda holds the Malacha Shein Etzricha Legufa is Chayiv, in this case he would agree that you're Pater. Hasam, in the general case, a malacha shen tzricha legufa, the classic case is a person who has a mace in his house, and it's smelling up the house. So he wants to carry the mace out of the house. He takes the mace and from the Rosh Hashanah, from his house, he carries it into the Rosh Hashanah. So it's a haitzah. But he's not doing it because he wants to get the mace to the Rosh Hashanah. He's doing it just because he wants to get the mace out of his house. So it's a malacha shen tzricha legufa. So by there, Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayev, but that's because you're doing something positive. You're fixing something. You're being mistaken. But hacha makalkalu. But in this case, where you're digging a hole in your house and you don't even need the hole, so then you're just dumb. You're making holes in your house. So that's something that's destructive. And in that case, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Now, when it comes to something that's makalko, so then it's only pater. And therefore, and this is, it was about this halacha that says the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah said, that it's mikramua. So my kahara natulia besara. What does it mean? It's like mountains hanging on hairs. Why? What's the mashal? Says the Gemara, because malachas machsheves asra taira, and malachas machsheves like siva. Because the side of this halacha is that the taira only asr things that are malachas machsheves, things that are done in a professional kind of way. But things that are done in a non-professional type of way, malachas and shich legufa, makalko, so then you're pater. Now that it doesn't say anywhere mefresh in the taira, it's mikramua. In fact, the only way we know it is from the Mishkan. It's from the fact that Shabbos was placed next to the Mishkan. The Mishkan was Melachas Machsheves. We learn out Shabbos from the Mishkan that Shabbos also you're only chayiv if it's Melachas Machsheves. So that's only Mikra Muat, but it's Halachas Merubes. There's a lot of Halachas that are learned out from this idea that it needs to be Melachas Machsheves.